Well, there is a lot of organizing going on domestically, as Denise encouraged us to participate in. And our next guest is Steve Rappaport. He is an organizer with MoveOn.org and Indivisible SF, organizing the Families Belong Together March and Rally in San Francisco on Saturday, June 30th at 10 a.m. I'm sure he would say helping organize those events. So thank you so much for being with us, Steve.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the organizing and what is, you know, how people are standing up and resisting?
Well, I think it's clear that everyone's really frustrated and there's a lot of boiling up, pent up frustration with the policies of this government, the immigration policies, and then the decisions of the Supreme Court this week and now Justice Kennedy saying that he's going to stand down. I think everyone's at a terrified point and they want to be able to come out and express themselves. So I think coming out to Families Belong Together on Saturday is a good way to do that. Obviously, we're devastated by what's happening at the border, by what's happening with children being taken away from their parents, and it seems very, very hard to find a way to keep them together because that wasn't the government's intention in the first place. They haven't even tracked the children. So we have a number of groups have come together, Move On and Indivisible SF, Indivisible National. We've been working with Women's March San Francisco, with Families Belong Together San Francisco, and then loads and loads and loads of community groups have come together for this event as well.
And so this is on Saturday. It's a march in San Francisco, but this is also a national day of action, correct?
Yeah, there are over, I'm not sure what the number is now. I think it's over 600. It may be over 800 different events. The big one is obviously in D.C., and there are loads in the Bay Area. So our march begins at Dolores Park at 10 a.m., and then it marches up Dolores and down Market and up Polk Street into Civic Center. And then we'll be at Civic Center Plaza from 11 a.m. There'll be some music and there'll be some Ohlone Nation. Tribe will be celebrating the opening of the event. And we have music. We have Joan Baez is coming. She may be speaking. She'll certainly be singing. She may even be marching. And we have loads and loads and loads of community speakers. So many different groups have come together because everyone wants to. We all feel like we're in this together. I'm an immigrant myself. I became a citizen this year, although I've been here for 26 years. And every different immigrant group and immigrant nation, all of us feel like we could be next. And most of us have seen this before, either in our own countries or for me, in Poland for my mom. And we're really worried about what comes next, and people need to stand up and stand together, come together, demand that the families are reunited, that the families are not incarcerated at the border, that we have humane policies, and really that we have a blue wave in November because we need to save this country.
What about more confrontational direct action? There's a ongoing protest in Portland called Occupy ICE. They've set up a growing tent city in front of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices. It's been running for a week and a half, more than 80 tents now. It's prompted the closure of those offices. At some point, this has to move beyond just having a parade on the weekends, right?
Well, you would hope so. One would hope so. We do have a candlelight democracy event that I'm helping organize through MoveOn.org on July the 18th. We've done a few in San Francisco, and it's been just a little handful of us. But based on the Korean model, when they were successful impeaching their president for corruption, which was about a thousandth of the level of corruption that we're seeing from the Trump White House. And eventually they were successful in impeaching, prosecuting and jailing the president. They replaced the president with President Moon, who's now doing the Sunshine Policy with North Korea. So that would be one model.
But things
will have to ramp up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, also right now, today, Women Disobey is happening. There are 1,000 women in Washington, D.C. engaged in direct action at the Capitol, and women across the country engaged in direct action organizing. I know that there's going to be protests at the border this weekend as well. I know that there have been shutdowns in San Francisco at the San Francisco building that also where ICE is also located, though it's not a detention facility. And Women's March has been involved in that sort of organizing, and it seems that there's been a combination of marching and direct action that's been called for this week and this weekend as well, and the marches being in partnership with those direct actions. And can you talk about some of the other groups that have been involved in pulling together this march and what the intended message is?
Well, the messages are fairly clearly that we want to, number one, that families belong together. We want the families reunited now. We want to end family detention. So an answer where children are reunited or not taken away from their parents, but the families are detained and they get rid of the 20-day limit is totally unacceptable. And we really want to end the zero humanity policies of these governments, not just zero tolerance, but we're seeing zero humanity. So what we are seeing is we're asking people to come with action. So on Saturday, we want people to be able to leave with a whole host of actions they can take, not just marching, not just coming to rallies once every 3 months, but getting involved in the political process. Whether that involves, of course, registering to vote. I myself voted for the first time this year. After I got my citizenship, I voted in the California primaries. And getting involved with all the different local groups. There are dozens of community action groups and there are dozens of political groups. If you want to swing the election, there's our group Indivisible SF, there's Swing Left, there's Sister District. There are so many different kinds of groups that people can get involved in, involved with, and help organize protests, help come up with other ideas for ways we can influence government policy, stand for something, run for office, do whatever you can in your community, organize your community, get people talking about what are increasingly fascist policies by this government. I mean, a year ago, if anyone said this is a fascist government, they were kind of laughed at and regarded as a kook. And now you read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, everyone's arguing and discussing what level of fascism we're at. You know, and Godwin himself, who wrote Godwin's Law, Mike Godwin, said, well, maybe it's time to call Nazis Nazis. That was with regards to what happened in Charlottesville last year. So we need to call it what it is, and we need to resist increasing authoritarianism in any way that we can, in any format and forum that we can.
Steve Report, we're going to have to end on that note. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Steve Report is a co-organizer of this weekend's Families Belong Together March in San Francisco. That begins at 10 a.m. at Dolores Park.